A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care-to-be-great.
Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us, everybody. Scott, at this point, there's a lot going on with the Utah Jazz, and as we get toward the end of the season, I'm not sure what to think about Rudy Gobert's season. As we come to the close of the regular season, so I'm gonna open up the floor here to you, and we're gonna you can even hit us with a text message 57500. I would love to hear from you. I'm gonna play the 805 cut, and let's have the discussion on not just about being defensive player of the year, but kind of rate what Rudy's year has been like overall for the Jazz. It's the 805 cut right here. Let's do it.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right. Brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Struggling with ED? Sick of pills? Visit wasatchmedicalclinic.com for a free offer. Scott, I was thinking about Rudy and you and I have been watching a lot of these games and we're wowed by how amazing he has gotten on defense and just how much everybody has to adjust their shot to this guy. And he changes everybody's game. He has these moments where guys can get the best of him, but Rudy Gobert really just everybody has to change when they play against him. And when he played this week against the Spurs, I was thinking about this. I'm going, man, this guy is so good. These guys come into the lane, and it doesn't matter what team it is. If they haven't played the Jazz in a while, they all go, not me, though. I was so good in high school and college. I'll get past this guy.
Yeah, he's slow. He's from France. Come on.
He's from France.
Look, here's the thing that where Rudy Gobert's season really started before it started. And I think signing the deal that he got and feeling – because he's a guy that's kind of sensitive, right? And he wants to feel like he belongs. He wants to feel that he matters, that he's important. And I think it put his mind at ease. I think it just kind of just let him go out and say, okay, I'm comfortable. The Utah Jazz want me. But what I am is I'm now playing with – I think he's played within his abilities the most since he's been with the Utah Jazz. He understands so well who he is and what he needs to do, and how impactful it is. There was a time before this season where Rudy was trying to be this stretch five, right? You know, and he's just not that player. He's not a jump shot guy, and maybe that's something that develops over time. I don't know, but it doesn't really need to. There's plenty of guys on the Jazz that can shoot the lights out of a basketball at really any range, and they need him. He's a great pick-and-roll player. He's tremendous. But here's the one thing that I've noticed about his game that I think Alex is actually taking him to a different level. In past seasons, if he was kind of on his guy, he would stay on his guy. And he would not necessarily go to the rim and try to block a offensive player who maybe was going by someone else. And he just seems more active. It's almost like he's on this fine line between a defensive 3 seconds and playing zone. You know,
right,
that he's doing everything he possibly can to keep himself as close to that basket as he can, because what it does is now the Jazz can play tight on the three ball, and they're okay because they know Gobert's going to be in there if guys drive by them. So they kind of have the best of both worlds, because this Jazz team is far better with Rudy Gobert in it and playing than it is when he's not.
So one thing that happened when I was watching the Spurs on Monday night was Rudy doesn't get a call under the hoop. You know, he looked like he was fouled. It sounded like he was fouled. I think that Matt Harpring goes, "Oh, that was a foul." You know, but Rudy's barking at the ref. And like he does, you know, because every so often he'll get that like late fourth quarter technical foul just to make a point. And they were up by like, I think, 8 with a couple minutes left. And he's kind of barking at the ref. And you heard super clear as day, Quinn Snyder going, "Rudy, be quiet and just get back." And like, that was it, you know. And that's one of the things that's interesting about Rudy's game is his transition defense has been exceptional this year. This is a guy. Think about the old school big man. Get the rebound, outlet pass, and wander down to the other end of the floor, right? And then on defense, you get the ball, you know, you miss a shot, and then you put your head down and kind of loaf it down on the way back down. And you hope that this team is setting up their offense so that you can get under the hoop. And that's not Rudy now. He hustles his butt off. And that's part of, I think, why – I mean, I know that the points are sexy, and he doesn't have the points all the time. And that's the thing that everybody gets bothered by. It's the real reason that Ben Simmons tries to pretend like Rudy Gobert shouldn't win Defensive Player of the Year. Look, Ben Simmons, you're an exceptional player. You are not a better defender than Rudy Gobert. And that's, hey, guess what? To win the Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA, you have to be a good the best defender. Not just the best overall player, not a really good defender with the most points. It's the best defender, and that's by far Rudy Gobert. That's by far Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, and you know, playing defense is really about effort and attitude. And I mean, that's just, it's all it is. I mean, you got to move. You got to try hard. You've got to have some tenacity about you. And I think that's one of the qualities that, you know, Rudy has had, and realizing, you know, that when you talk about these teams and they talk about the Jazz and the chemistry and being unselfish, it's, you know, he's a big body. Like the man has big feet. And to run that distance up and down and back and forth all the time and do it night in and night out, you know, it's not an easy thing. And when this Jazz team plays well, when Rudy Gobert plays well, it's when they have this great energy and this great effort and this attitude. And it's one of those things that's a great hallmark of the Utah Jazz this season. They're a tough, tough basketball team when they play with energy and that's that unselfish attitude, and it's those things, like you said, it's that transition defense, it's that willingness to just step out and say, okay, we're you know, I'm not going to be the 3-point shooting, I'm not going to be a mid-range guy, I'm not going to be a Kareem Abdul skyhook guy, but man, I don't know that there's anyone better in the NBA that does the pick and roll. And that's just kind of, it's like one of those things Utah Jazz are just known for. Unfortunately, that's what we're known for. But man, he does such a great job, and he's so good. You can't throw the ball high enough to him at the rim. And he's just playing into that strength on both ends of the court so well. I mean, he has his moments, you know, when they get the ball and he tries to dribble it and it's just bad all around.
Yeah, we kind of laugh about it.
But for
yeah.
the most part, he's really stayed within himself and played great, great, great basketball.
Of course, the Jazz all this week have been at home and will be at home all through the end of the week. And then it turns into an interesting schedule through the end of the year. The Jazz play the Warriors at the Warriors next week. They come back home on Wednesday to play the Trailblazers. And then they're on the road for the Thunder and on the road for the Kings. And those are the last games of the season. Like, what's wild about that is we're at the end of the regular season here, and now that they're at the end of the regular season, with Mike Conley being out still this week, this is I get nervous about how few games you're going to have back with your most important players in Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell. I don't mean that Mike Conley is the most important player, but He's certainly very important to this team, and he's been so much better this year than he was last year. But Donovan Mitchell, certainly the superstar. Please, Rudy, stay healthy. Let's take the break here. We'll come back. We got more to go. Jeremiah Jensen's going to join us. We're going to ask him a few questions. I'm going to ask him about his Broncos and how they can actually get Aaron Rodgers. Yes, that's still a discussion. Stay with us.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.